Yoshua Perek Vav starts by Yerichu Sogeres Umasgeres the Bnei Bnei Yisrael Ein Yotzi V'Ein Ba. Yericho was a completely walled city that no one was able to enter and no one was able to exit. The Kli Yakar points out on the spot that not only was it fortified in its physical strength, but it was also fortified with a Ruach HaTumah that surrounded the city. This is one of the reasons why Klal Yisrael, as we'll see, was commanded to blow the shofar in order to break through the walls of Tumah, just like we do on Yom Narayim. In Pasuk Beis through Pasuk Hey, Hashem tells Yehoshua to circle, to take the army, circle Yericho one time a day, for 6 days while blowing the shofar. On the seventh day, seven Kohanim will take seven shofros and surround the wall seven times, making additional noise in order that a miracle should happen. On Pasuk Hey, it says, V'ya b'meshach keren hayovel k'mashmayim es kol ha-shofar yariu kol ha'am trua gedola v'nafla chomos ha'ir Tachteha, the Oluham Ish Negdu. The Pasuk says over here that when they would blow the shofar, the wall Yericho is going to fall, but it's not going to fall anyway. It's going to fall Tachteha. The word Tachteha literally means underneath. The wall is going to sink in the ground, not spill to the right or to the left, causing casualties on either side. The Pasuk above through Pasuk Yod Aleph, Yehoshua disseminates this message to Klal Yisrael. And Pasuk Yabez through Pasuk Tezayin, Yoshua gets up early and joins the Kohanim. Pasuk Yizayin, V'haisa ir cherem hi, V'chol asher bala Hashem. That this ear, all the spoils of war, all the bounties of war, was going to be kadosh la Hashem. Rak rachav hazona tichyehi, V'chol asher ata v'bayis, Yehechbena es hamalachim asher shachanu. But we know what we're going to save? We're going to save Rachel. Like we made the Maragim, Kalev and Pinchas made a promise earlier that they're going to save Rachel and bring her back to Klal Yisrael. Note, the Pasuk over here does not call them Maragim. It calls Ki Machbasa es Hamalachim Asher Shalachnu. It refers to the Maragim as Malachim. The Svarim point out the reason why they're called Malachim here and not regular Meraglim is because they guarded themselves in Inyane Kedusha. And when someone guards themselves in Inyane Kedusha and did not fall to temptation with Rachav Hazona, so they would got an extra Kedusha and they were deserving of the title Malachim. Pasuk Yuches through Pasuk Chaf, Yoshua reiterates that do not take from the Cherem, do not take from the spoils of war, because the spoils of war are Kadosh Lashem. Pasuk Chaf Aleph through Pasuk Chaf Hey, the Jewish soldiers, the Yiddish army, goes ahead and starts wiping out Klal Yisrael and brings stops wiping out the city of Yericho and destroys everything in the city, and as well as brings Rachav back to Machane Yisrael. At the end of the parak, Yehoshua makes a shvuah. He says, "Vayishba Yehoshua ba'eis hahi lemor." Yeshua makes a curse. He says, anyone who starts to rebuild the city of Yericho, with their eldest, they'll lay the foundation, and with their youngest, they'll wind up closing doors. Meaning that whoever starts building the city of Yericho, their family members will start to die. I want to point out an interesting question that I saw over here, that what exactly happened to Rachav's house? If her house was on the wall and the wall fell, so what happened to her? Was she miraculously saved? The Radak points out, the Radak learns, that actually when the nace happened of the wall of Yericho falling, it wasn't the entire wall that fell. It was only the frontal part of the wall of Yericho that fell, allowing Klal Yisrael to enter. However, Rachav's house was actually on the back side of the wall. So when the front part of the wall fell, Yerucha's house was still intact. However, the Malbim on the spot and the Gra earlier in Sefer Yoshua learned that no, the entire wall fell. And just like the entire wall fell, however, just one of the walls of Rachav's house remained. The outer wall of Rachel's house remained, allowing her family to be saved. So it wasn't that only part of the wall fell. It wasn't that the only part of the wall fell. It was actually the entire wall fell. But when Rachel's house was falling, just part of her wall fell, allowing her house to actually be intact. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.